This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. I've asked Dave Giesling to join us this morning. Dave is the Chief Executive Officer of Floor Expo. David, I wanted to ask you something. I know something that's near and dear to you, and I think we had talked about this in past conversations. It's called the Scotty Foundation. And there's something that's, I think that's immediate here. There's a raffle. I don't remember the date here, but I think it's not that far away from today, where you're raffling off this very cool vintage, a 1925 Chevrolet worth some $31,000. Talk about the Scotty Foundation and tell us about the raffle, too, if you would.
Oh, sure, and I appreciate you asking. The Scotty Foundation has developed in a lot of different ways. Over the last 12 years, we started playing a golf tournament, mostly with a big group of friends, and would get together in the fall just to sort of review the year and take some time to appreciate the good things in life. And one of those friends was a very dear friend named Scott Mishkin, who the same month that we formed Floor Expo was diagnosed with a DSRCT, desmoplastic small round cell tumor, a rare pediatric cancer. There were about 200 known cases at the time. And in spite of the fact that he was told that he had less than 6 months and to go home and get his affairs in order because there was nothing they could do for him, he fought a pretty valiant fight for 27 months and inspired a lot of people along the way, and was also inspired himself by a lot of the kids that he had direct exposure to, his peer group, i.e. other patients that had also been given the same story, that they would go home and have less than 6 months to live, were mostly kids, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old kids. And so they networked with each other and tried anything and everything they possibly could to beat the cancer. And along the way, he was really inspired by this group of kids. And, many of us have been inspired by them as well during that period of time and since. And long story short, unfortunately, we lost Scott on January 17th, 2001. And about a month later, formed what was then known as the Scotty Mishkin Foundation and began turning that golf event into a charitable endeavor that primarily supported Camp Sunshine and the Atlanta Ronald McDonald House. And grew the event until the last few years. We've had 288 golfers playing on two courses at the same time and had a nice event in the fall. But we felt like we had so much momentum and goodwill that we really needed to take it not only one step up, but several steps up this year. And as a part of that, on the 27th of October, we're having the Scotty Foundation's charity auction gala down at the New World of Coke from 6:30 to 10:30, and would love to have any and all comers join us. We'll have all kinds of incredible things available in a silent and live auction, and it will be a nice event otherwise. And information there, Dave, if you don't mind, can be found at carecuredream.org, carecuredream.org. And that night also we'll be drawing the winning ticket for the 1925 Chevrolet that you mentioned earlier, a restored coupe that once belonged to Neil Bortz, the radio talk show host here in Atlanta. And that raffle, those tickets are only $20 each. Again, you mentioned the car is worth at least $30,000. And the tickets are $20. I think we can get 6 for $100. And the site for that is the Scotty Raffle .org. It's THESCOTTY raffle.org. And then the following Monday, the 29th, we'll be playing with over 500 golfers on four courses at all in the Alpharetta area: Atlanta National, White Columns, Crooked Creek, and Trophy Club. And following up with an awards dinner at the Metropolitan Club, also in Alpharetta. And golfers can go directly to the Scotty, THESCOTTY.org, to register to play golf. We do have a few slots available, and always do at this point, about a week and a half out. And we're looking forward to the event. It's a great cause. Camp Sunshine, Ronald McDonald House, and since then we've engaged with Children's Healthcare of Atlanta and the Aflac Cancer Center. and feel like we have an opportunity to do some wonderful things for some kids that that badly need it. One example, and there are thousands, but Children's Healthcare of Atlanta and the Aflac Cancer Center spent $83 million last year treating kids who cannot afford treatment. And there's a big gaping hole of need there to help them do what they do, and we appreciate you asking about it.
David, let me thank you for sharing some time with us this morning. Always a pleasure having you on the radio.
Dave, it was my pleasure as always. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. We've been talking with Dave Giesling. He is the Chief Executive Officer of Floor Expo. This is Floor Radio.